from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
How you guys doing, man?
How are you?
You guys are nice and cool today?
Yeah. You guys got into third and long today during team periods. How did that go?
Yeah, it was a, you know, it was a tough day of practice. It was a tough day of practice, but a good day of practice. You know, it's a passing league, and, you know, like, that's where a lot of us shine. And we have to be able to protect Josh. The guys have to be able to show what they can do when it's time to do it. We have a lot of new faces, and they've been showing up. You know, like, our young guys are great. Our older guys are great. And Josh looks better than he ever did. So happy to be here and protect for that kid.
And then 2-minute drill, you guys went after it, too. Offense won the first series, and twos came up, and then defense won. What is it like to get that type of competition right at the end of practice?
It's tough. Coach knows what he's doing. 2-minute to end a practice is tough, but I would rather do it in practice so when we go into games, it's easy. But he picked the right day for it. Coach definitely picked the right day for it. But the two-minute drill in any situation, whether it's practice, whether it's in a game, whether it's in a scrimmage, whether it's in a walkthrough, it's always the toughest because, you know, a 2-minute drill, it could be the end of the half. It could be the end of a game. Usually we're practicing for it to be the end of a game. And you have to be at your best. And that's where your players will show up. And, you know, I'm just honored to be a part of a great crew and group of guys, Mads, because I've been here for a little bit. And every year there's new faces and we get to see who's coming along, who wants it, who wants to go up and get the ball, who wants the ball, who's going to outrun, who's going to push and finish just that much more. When you're tired, when you're dead tired, when it's feel like 100 degrees, you know, Buffalo don't really get this hot. Rochester don't really get this hot. So it's like, all right, who won it? And go get it. So the guys definitely showed up and showed out. And we have a good team. The defense did it and the offense did it as well.
Tyrell Chambers, a younger guy. What have you kind of seen from him over?
Growth. He's grown a lot. He's grown a lot, man. Jen, like, he's becoming his own person. And, you know, watching a young guy come in and, you know, not really play yet, but work hard and not really get his chance yet. And now he's getting his chance and he's taking full advantage of it. And I'm happy to see him take full advantage of it. You know, he has a family, his people is around here and he's showing out and he's performing and he's up early and he's here late. And I respect it. I respect somebody who's hungry and sees the opportunity and is going for it because the best man wins.
Yeah, what do you make of Travis Clayton and are you learning, picking up any English phrases?
Say it again.
What do you make of Travis Clayton? Do you might you be picking up some English phrases?
It's just hello. So hello.
What
I got?
What do you make of this guy though? You know, putting Travis on for the first time being out here with very little football
back. Yeah, I mean, the other day at practice, we had two guys that didn't know how to put their pads in their pads. So one on offense, one on defense. So it was pretty cool, pretty shocking to see. But, you know, this league is special and we have special players. Like, I'm proud that he's made it to where we are. Because, you know, like, as kids, like, we work our entire lives to get to the NFL. And for somebody who did it across the pond and made it here, you know, I tip my hat to him. But he's one of my guys. Like, he's a big boy, so I protect him at all costs.
Back to
to Shavers, from our perspective, he seems to be on an upward trajectory.
Yeah.
As a player, how can you tell when a player is on that trajectory?
Same way how you see it, right? Like, y'all are watching, you know, like he's out there, he's catching balls, and like, not to look at it for what it's not, just look at it for what it is. Like, when you guys are watching in practice, like, you guys are seeing energy, you guys are feeling it like energy, you guys are seeing the swagger about a certain player, you're seeing how guys are walking around just like with that extra bounce. But that extra bounce, that's a real thing. So you guys are seeing that extra bounce, and as a teammate, we see that extra bounce, and he's shooting up, man, so proud of him.
Yeah, I know in these practices, it's offense versus defense, but Tyler is one of the guys you're close to on the team, and it feels like he's really opened up to us in the last several months about, you know, what he's gone through to get to this point. But how have you seen the growth from him and how he's performed in the camp so far?
Yeah, I think it starts with Kyrie just eliminating all the outside noise and even eliminating some of the inside noise. And he's done a great job. Kyrie has a good support team, and his support team is keeping him on track where he could just play free, you know. And I'm happy that Five is doing what he does now, and he could show us why he's a first round pick, which he's always has. Like, when he gets in a game, Kyrie does what he does. And he's in practice, and he's showing it. And I'm just happy that Kyrie is feeling more like himself, feeling more like himself. Because, like, this league, like, it can eat you up and spit you out very, very quick. And for a kid to not let it eat him up, and for him to just keep chucking away at it, keep chucking away wins and losses, you know, mental wins, mental losses, and now his mental is all wins. So now you'll see the results of the mental wins on the field as well.
Yeah, obviously, you know, man of the community, Rochester's experienced some national news in regards to some of the violence that happened over the weekend.
So at the park, right?
Yeah, what's some words of encouragement for the community?
Man, you know, I'm not too familiar with Rochester's community, so I can't just jump in it, but...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
I honestly, there's a time and a place for everything. And even though that there should never be a time and a place for the bad stuff, but when you live that bad life, there's a time and a place for everything. But I think that people really need to pick and choose when there's a time and a place. Because, you know, like, I have children, you know, like, when people are doing things around environments where children are just at play, it don't sit well. And, you know, I just think that the people that are causing whatever they're causing, like, they just need to just take a second thought, man. Just take a second thought, because that second thought could definitely save a life.
How unnerving was it to see Alec go, you know, just be loaded in an ambulance today?
Yeah, that's a, you know, it's a... The crazy thing is, it's not as nerve-wracking as you would think, because our staff that we have here is top tier. And if they weren't top tier, then I would be a nervous wreck. But because we've gone through some traumatic incidences with this team and with things that have happened, I'm confident, you know. I'm thinking that it's just heat related, and, you know, like, he'll go to the hospital. He's probably on his way there with IV bags in him, And he's probably on his upbringing anyway, because, you know, like Alec is a tough dude. So regardless of what it is, Alec's fighting and he'll be all right. And I'm hoping that he will.
Joe Brady earlier was referencing how he has conversations with you, kind of reminding
every day,
reminding you of elite status,
all pro snow.
Okay, so I wanted to get your on the receiving end of what Joe.
Yeah, it's a, you know, like there's a point where you could be cocky. There's a point when you could realize who you are, and there's a point of, you know, understanding your presence, right? And I think the presence that I have, and I've been saying this over and over, it's time. It's just time, right? Like Pro Bowls, I'm thankful. You know, top 100, I salute it, right? Like whatever it is. But all pro, I need to be an all pro tackle for Josh Allen and nobody else. I need to be an all pro snow for Josh Allen. And then I need to be an all pro snow tackle for Deion Dawkins and then for the rest of and my team. Every year that I'm not that, and it's just a personal thing, I feel like I'm letting Josh down. Even though like I still do a great job, but there's levels to it. And, you know, I have a certain walkabout and myself. I have a certain aura and I have a very positive and confident aura. And for me to be truly who I am, I need to cross that threshold. And I appreciate that Joe or Coach Joe is reminding me of that every day, because when you are a leader on the football team, it's good to hear another leader speak to another leader. And I tip my hat to Brady out of respect that he reminds me of that every day. And I appreciate it. And that just shows that he understands his players and he understands who his left tackle is. And I'm a fight. Like I'm a fight until I get it. And I'm going to keep fighting when I do. And it's going to domino effect. So I appreciate Joe. But yeah, Joe reminds me that before every walkthrough, every meeting, before every practice, it's like he just comes and just taps that bell. All pro snow, right? All pro snow. So all pro snow, I'm fighting for it, for our team and for our community. You know?
We spoke with Von Miller earlier last week, and he said, you know, last season I probably shouldn't have played, but this season it's nice to feel like I don't have to think about my knee.
Yeah.
How is he coming along this
Vaughn season? Vaughn is Vaughn. I don't know if y'all see what's going on, but they better watch out. 40's back. 40 is back. And 40 has his aura back. And, you know, like Vaughn's locker is behind mine every camp that he's been here, like literally right behind me. And Vaughn is Vaughn. And just let the story play.
Is there a different vibe in the offense this year?
Of course. I
mean, there's a lot of new faces and some guys that are gone.
Of course there's a new
how
vibe.
How's the vibe different?
Well, Diggs in here, right? Like, the vibe is, I guess, a whole different party, you know? Like, we have a lot of, I don't want to downgrade anything, but we have a bunch of guys that are shooting at that elite level. And when they're shooting at that elite level, it's a lot of dogs. Like, it's a lot of guys that are on that grind. Like, it's an example. It's like, it's a lot of guys before they get paid, right? Like, everybody like wants to talk about, oh, I got paid, right? It's a lot of guys that are at that threshold right before. Who do you want to be? You want to be this guy or you want to be in this guy? And I honestly enjoy that, because when you're at that line, you're either going to make your mind up or you're going to turn your cheek and bow, right? And the guys that we have, which is a lot of them, they are chucking away at it. And when this camp thing is over with, these coaches and this organization, they're going to have a hard time of picking and choosing, because everybody's right there. Everybody's right there. Everybody can catch. Like, everybody has rack, which is after the catch. And they're playing hard. And I think that the aura and the energy of those skinny guys, what I call them, the skinnies, the skinnies are throwing their weight around. And it's good to honestly see it, because they're carrying it. And they're, come on now. We've been at our whole life. And our whole career, You know, like maybe for a quick second, they might have been the Bills, but this is where we are at, and I love it. You know, turn their head. Cool.
Yeah, what would you say how tough it is now for the younger players with the rules changing for practices, days off during the camp, no 2-a-days? How tough is that for the young guys coming in, learning a new system and trying to make the team?
How tough is it? Well, I actually have never thought of it as being tough. I think it's a little bit easier for them. But I guess now in thinking about it, it can be tough because it seemed like we had more practices back in the day. And, you know, I'm a practice guy. Like, I learn more in the field. Like, if I was building a house, like, I don't want to learn how to build a house in the classroom. I want to learn how to build a house with a hammer and a nail. And I think that could be the only thing that can be hard for people that learn plays differently. But I think that the coaches do a good job of having the walkthroughs and in meetings and our little bit of, you know, nicks, like where we get that extra coaching. But besides that, you know, practice is practice. It's like this is camp. Camp is always hard. But our guys are smart guys. We have a lot of smart guys that have got picked up here, and they're on the right track. And it seems like that they're chucking away the right way at it. A young guy that has stood out to me, new guy. They all do, honestly. I really like Shavers, and I consider him a young guy. You know, Mac. You know, new Mac is cool. You know, Jamarcus is probably my favorite of everybody. Jamarcus is my favorite. He's a kid, and I call him a kid, and I don't want to son him, but he's a younger kid, younger man. That just does the right thing, comes to practice. You know, he talks his stuff when it's appropriate. He gets to his meetings. He does what he does, and he plays hard. And it just shows that if you want it, you'll get it. And I respect him. I love him. And I treat him as a brother, as well as the other guys. But if my favorite, it's definitely Jamarcus.
Jamarcus, we're talking to Bean about their approach at cornerback, and he's a third-year undrafted guy. Who's in that kind of fourth hole? Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't bring in a veteran in that room. Right. You think he's, you know, it's because of how much they believe in him.
That's exactly what it is. And that's that hidden gem. Jamarcus is like one of those players that can go out there and he can play corner. He can go out there, he could play maybe even star. Like, he can do whatever he got to do, and he could definitely play in special teams. But he's just one of those players that's long, physical, and fast. And those are the type of players that we want on our team, because you can do a lot of different things and also do one thing if needed be. And I don't see him if somebody goes down. Like, I think that he's fighting for a spot, and I respect him for it. And I hear how he talks, and I just love his approach of just attacking it, because nobody wants to be in second place and nobody is settling for it. And even though he understands the realism of the nature of this game, but he attacks it as if that doesn't exist.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.